Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Life.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Good morning, life.
Oh, say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbow shining.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
No!
We always win, right?
No!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking off the healing revolution in style with Mike, the co-creator, if we will, of the vaccine seminar, All Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. John Rappaport returns to kick it off today. John, my friend, it's always good to have you on board.
Great to be here, Robert, always.
Yeah, of course. We were talking off the air. We were almost like, why do we bother doing the show? It's just, it's there's no hope for any of us.
Right. Yeah, there's always that. You know, it comes up, something's too horrible to even contemplate, like what's happening is Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you give up all hope, then it doesn't matter what happens because you lost. You know, I've faced this many times as a reporter over the last 30 years where I'd come across a story that was too horrible to contemplate. So I take a walk around the block and say, you know, what's the problem? What's the use of continuing with this? But then you say, no, you have to, because life goes on. It always goes on. And the thing that, you know, the bad guys are counting on is that human beings really don't have an indomitable spirit.
Hmm.
And they're wrong about that. I mean, I've confirmed that to my satisfaction many times. So we must press on.
Yes. I mean, the stories you've been covering your entire career just about, and back, I remember back in the 90s when we first connected, what you were writing about was so amazing. And now what's even more amazing is that as we open, you know, so-called news sites on the web to see things are being covered in ways that were just unfathomable 15, 10, even 8 years ago or so. And some of the things you've covered over the years, now you see it, of course, on Alex Jones and Natural News every day. So there's been transformation. So if we look back within our own recent history, had we given up, I mean, what good that would have done? Look, the transformation is happening. It's on.
That's right. It is. And millions more people are becoming aware of this in a very impactful way. For example, the effects of psychiatric drugs, particularly antidepressants, in bringing on suicide, homicide, all sorts of things like that, which had been hidden under the rug. There were lawsuits about this and settlements out of court, corrupt court cases, Eli Lilly, all that business, the Fentress case. But now it's common knowledge. I mean, people are, even professors are coming out in the open and saying, this is completely ridiculous that these drugs are being prescribed.
Hmm.
In fact, and I didn't have a chance to tell you this over the air,
yeah,
there is now a war, I mean off the air, there's a war going on within psychiatry. I haven't had a chance to write this up yet, but in the Psychiatric Times, you know, they're getting ready to publish a new edition of the Psychiatric Bible called the DSM-5, which
right,
lists all of these arbitrary mental disorders that they invent in committees, and then the drug companies make billions, you know, selling the drugs for these non-disorders. Well, psychiatrists are rebelling. Mainstream psychiatrists are rebelling because they're getting hints and clues of what the people are doing that are putting together this new psychiatric Bible, and they're saying, this is ridiculous. You're calling all kinds of things mental disorders that are not disorders. They're just behaviors.
Emotions, you know, are normal, yes.
Like memory loss, mm-hmm, in older people is now going to be a disorder, which means more drugs. Well, you and I know that nutritionally a lot of things can be done to stave off memory loss in the elderly. But as far as the mainstream goes, what these shrinks are saying is, hey, this is what happens to people who get old, and now you're calling this a mental disorder and you want to prescribe drugs for it. Or grief. You know, they've come out and said that in the new Bible of psychiatry, they're going to claim that if a parent loses a child and is grieving after 2 weeks, you can call this a mental disorder and prescribe drugs.
And, of course, this is all about then getting the CBT coded in and approved so that reimbursements can happen through third party or Obamacare, whatever incarnation this third party government or mandated interference takes place, to destroy even the legitimate aspects of modern medicine, you know, especially where intervention is life saving in cases of acute trauma, for instance. So this is more disaster waiting to happen. But it's interesting to see, as you're saying, and I look forward to your article getting it out there, that there's a war within the field of psychiatry that they're starting to say, okay, this is now this is ridiculous. I mean, it's about time, but hey, whenever you come aboard, we're welcoming you on.
Exactly. Yeah, we will welcome you on. People like Dr. Peter Bragan have been carrying on this war for a long time, and his efforts are finally paying off because these psychiatrists are waking up to the fact that they're sitting on a time bomb. All these drugs that are being prescribed for no reason that have horrendous toxic effects and behavioral effects like suicide and homicide, these have been unleashed on the public for so long now. We're seeing this. People are questioning, well, this murder happened. Oh, this guy was on a psychiatric drug. Well, now we know the reason why. The whole profession is getting ready to explode in their faces. And so they're in desperate times, and they're starting to wake up.
Well, like I said, it's about dang time, but we're here to help them along the way. Anything, any little thing we can do. By the way, if you'd like to get the vaccine seminar, still available for download at a very reasonable price for all the 10-plus hours and downloads as well. At Natural News, they have it through WebSeed, but you can get it through either John's site at nomorefakenews.com or robertscottbell.com. You'll see the same banner. Just click on through and go ahead and grab it because there's some life-transforming and healing information you won't hear anywhere else all in one place. Now, John, we look at this, and I've got to cover, darn, there are a lot of stories, and I never get to them all. Each week I'm leaving some on the table, as you know. But it, as we see more and more of this new media picking up where the old media has abandoned for so long ago, what do you see right now besides the psychiatric industry as a big story that you're surprised is now being getting wider notice?
Well, I think I'd have to say the vaccine story,
yeah,
because the coverage has exploded in alternative new media on the internet. I mean, it's just – it's everywhere. People are – you know, they're still putting mercury in vaccines, although they said they took them out. We have thousands and thousands of cases of paralysis in India caused by recent polio vaccines. We have all sorts of doctors and journalists that are breaking stories about the ineffectiveness of vaccines, the harmful toxic effects of vaccines. It's no longer possible. You know, we haven't heard a lot from the Centers for Disease Control lately.
Yeah, they've been strangely silent. Why is that?
They are really at the end of their tether. They don't know what to do because they've tried and tried and tried to convince the population that you've got to have vaccines and that anybody who says you don't need them is not only wrong, they're crazy, and they're dangerous. Well, this hasn't flown. It just hasn't flown. People have ignored them completely, and they don't know what to do because they're basically a PR company that's part of the government. They're there to promote drugs and vaccines and scare people with phony epidemics, and that's their job. And the last time they tried that with swine flu, it totally failed. And now the stories that are getting out about the vaccine autism connection, you've covered this story where by proxy, Dr. Wakefield has been exonerated now for his original studies published in England, for which you know, his medical license was eventually stripped. Well, now all that is coming out in the open, that the experiments that he did were legitimate, they were real, and he's basically exonerated, even mm-hmm. though they won't admit it. Well, this is just causing a fantastic uproar. Of information that is spreading out all over the planet. These people at the CDC and the World Health Organization, they are really just about toast. There's nothing they can say or do anymore that's going to convince people.
Well, and I think that's the lesson here among a number of things we could say is that just persistence and keep hammering at the facts and the truth, eventually it's going to look ludicrous to try and defend the indefensible. And they've been doing it for years, but there wasn't enough, I guess, awareness, consciousness to kind of look and see the so-called veil lifted, the emperor wears no clothes. Now they're struggling with, as you said, a PR machine that no longer works. All the things that used to work don't, and so they're struggling. What do we do now? That's the interesting thing. We'll find out what we or what might they do next after this. And if you haven't figured it out, you're listening to the Friday edition of The Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Frank King will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. I have Liam Shepp with some updates from the big, I'm going to call it the stinky apple. He told me some stuff off the air. You're going to hear about that and more. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com for all of the links. We'll be right back.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do we do when the old world collapses? And I think this is something historically, the old worlds have collapsed many times. Civilizations have come and gone, John, you know from history. I read a book recently called Atlantis in the Amazon. Fascinating archaeological expeditions down there into the rainforest where they're finding evidence of radiation signatures as if there were some form of a nuclear holocaust in prehistory, I mean before the so-called recorded history. So it may be that human civilization is older than we know and that we've destroyed ourselves before and found a way to come back.
That is, you know, quite possible. I hadn't heard about the Amazon expeditions. That's fascinating. But yes, that's exactly it. But this time, what I'm seeing is there are so many people who are waking up, who are realizing what the game is all about. You know, when they start going after people who are growing vegetables in their yard and small farmers, and they want to turn the food supply machine of the world into genetically modified crops that we know do not carry the same nutritional value and have unpredictable health effects on the people who eat them. Everybody around the world is now aware of this. And even though Monsanto thinks that it's going to run the world, it's not going to happen because there are more and more people that are growing their own food. They don't care. This is the way it is. If you can't depend upon the food supply, then you have to grow your own food. This is decentralization of power. And the more they press harder on trying to convince the world, again, we're talking about PR machines here, yes. Government, corporate PR machines. Well, this food is identical to natural food. We don't need to label it. It doesn't make any difference. People don't believe it anymore. They're growing their own food.
Yeah, I think that the end result in a what we would call a post-CDC apocalypse, right? It's the collapse of the centralization of information control authoritarian type thing and the inevitable, which we could predict because it's happened historically, of the, let's say, decentralization. As people go look at the king and go, you're full of baloney. Why would we ever listen to you? I'm sorry that we ever did, but now the more you stomp your feet and scream and yell and turn red and hold your breath if smoke comes out your ears, we see you as all the more ridiculous, not all the more credible.
Exactly. You know, I've had people tell me who've ordered our vaccine seminar that they're sharing this information because they now feel empowered, because in this, you know, blockbuster 10+ hours of audio that we did, they've seen the whole picture now. They were picking up scraps and pieces of it before, but now they see the whole thing in perspective, and all the questions have been answered. All the PR lies that have been thrust at them over the years have been deflected and discredited, and now they really do feel empowered to go out and talk to their friends about it because they're armed with all the information, and it's not any longer politically incorrect to do so because more and more people are talking about these issues.
Yes.
So this is a very, very welcome development here.
Yeah, and even yesterday on the show, I interviewed a dear friend of mine who's a pediatric surgeon, and you know, he's integrating topical silver after post-surgical and seeing wounds heal like he's never seen before. People are extraordinarily pleased and using even homeopathic medicine, energy medicine. And so we're seeing a collapse of the authoritarian structure even within modern medicine. You know, in areas where we would say, okay, there's a legitimate need occasionally for it, but look, some of the docs are actually utilizing the things we've been talking about for years with great success. How's that looking to those that want to control them as well? They're just looking at them going, not anymore.
That's great. I'm really glad to hear that. And here's another offshoot of that. The branch of the National Institutes of Health, you know, the, quote, alternative complementary medicine branch that was set up about 15 years ago now, was really put there to suck away all of the alternative medical practice in America, you know, to make it disappear down a rabbit hole by promising grants and fellowships and running ridiculous studies.
Yes.
And going nowhere. Well, look what's happened. That whole branch of the National Institutes of Health, they're completely silent. You hear nothing about them. They're just going around spinning their wheels, whereas actual doctors, as you say, are learning about the alternatives, and they're realizing that they've been had.
Yes.
In their education, their indoctrination, their training.
Yeah, and it gives quite encouragement. I'm glad to hear. That's what I've been hearing as well on the vaccine seminar, these ideas now entering into the so-called mainstream of thought. no longer easily marginalized in the way they once were, and the people that were considered experts now look more foolish than credible. And so we're seeing that transformation. We keep saying we are winning, or we have already won, and people go, what do you mean? What do you mean? Well, I realize there are people still trapped in the old media cycle that aren't hearing these things, but the moment they're turned on to what we're doing, suddenly a whole new world that they didn't realize was, you know, let's say coexisting in one sense. It existed side by side, but it was as if they had put on the goggles or hadn't taken them off so they could suddenly see what was always there.
You bet. You bet. Here's another thing. The PR machine that, let's say, 8 years ago was cranking out all kinds of baloney about genetic cures for diseases and breakthroughs right up the horizon and all of that, and was hypnotizing lots of people into thinking that we were about to enter into a new era of very high-tech medicine and so forth. That PR machine has been clanking and falling silent as well. You see far fewer articles overall in the media about this subject. And all of those articles were just outright PR lies to begin with. But now that's beginning to fade too, as people realize, well, look, if you guys can't even figure out how to put genes in food crops and do it safely and make the food good, then we're supposed to believe you when you say that you're about to cure cancer by some insertion of genes? It's ridiculous. People have stopped believing that. They don't want to read about it. The editors of newspapers know this. It's just not having the same impact anymore, and it's going away.
Well, it's good. It's empowering all of these things, reinforcing what we're doing. And that's the thing. We're embracing and loving that more are doing it. And it's just exciting to see all of these seeds that have been planted for a long time now really starting to sprout, take root in a way that are not, it's not going to be knocked out tomorrow, like in a fragile sense. There's no fragility, I feel, this time about this hard-won awakening.
Absolutely right. There is no fragility about it at all. People pick up the ball and they run with it. You know, it's in some cases, it's a relay race. Hmm. You've got somebody who started 5 years ago and they go for 5 years and they say, okay, I've done everything I can here. Meanwhile, 50 other people have picked up that ball and they're running with it. So it just keeps on spreading and spreading and spreading, and the information is unstoppable.
Well, if you want to keep the relay race going, you've got to check out John Rappaport's great site, nomorefakenews.com. You've got to download the vaccine seminar, all the things they don't want you to hear. It's the Armed and Dangerous. You can do it over at Webseed through robertscottbell.com and nomorefakenews.com. We got to go. We're on a tight deadline today because we got Dr. Frank King doing some healing revolution. It's a superstitious day. Are there remedies to address Friday the 13th? You bet there are. Liam Sheff's going to join us from New York and more, because this is the place where we remind you that the power to heal is yours, as John does as well. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Robert. Great.
Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop One-Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One-Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, it's time for the healing revolution, and that means our dear friend, Dr. Frank King from King Bio, is back joining me. And of course, on an auspicious day. Why is it auspicious? Oh, it's spooky. It's Friday the 13th. Dr. King, how are you making it? Welcome back.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yes. Yes. And funny enough, we talked once about superstitions. And in fact, there are, you know, homeopathy works with emotional states. And there are a lot of ways to go if somebody you know is superstitious today. They could call up Dr. King and say, hey, do you have one of these remedies?
Yes, you can, Robert. And the beauty of homeopathy, it has done so much research and study into this world of mental, emotional symptoms and found correlations and remedies that corrected these mental and emotional aberrations of more types than any other form of health care I've seen to date. And so homeopathy brings over 200 years of this accumulative insight into the mental emotional realm and specific remedies that address according to how the body communicates through this wonderful language of symptoms. So the idea here to find your remedy, the actual cure for different mental and emotional symptoms, is to look at what your body's expressing. So When it comes to something like Friday the 13th, and maybe what you're having here is there's one remedy, we call it trust.
Okay.
And trust is actually for, obviously, distrust and unfound anxieties, skepticism, superstitiousness, and paranoia. And it, you know, that's the actual come out in human studies. These ingredients in this formula address those specific symptoms. And it all basically helps in promoting, you know, clarity and peacefulness and your inner strength back, where you're not swayed by superstition and you're empowered from the inside to be able to address these things.
You know, so what I think we need, of course, is a remedy that makes people trustworthy, right? There's a lot of reasons why we don't trust nowadays. I'm thinking, can we turn Ron Paul into a remedy to turn everybody back to being trustworthy? That would be nice.
It would. Well, obviously the thing is you've got to look at what you really need to be careful about, but it's those unknown things. You know, Most people, we find ourselves experiencing fear on unfounded concepts, this inner thing that generates without any justification. And so there's different remedies to address this thing around Friday the 13th, for example. Mm-hmm. Another one we had is called Obsessions and Compulsions.
And it's not a perfume.
No, it's not. It could be. It's got some nice flower essences in there.
That makes sense.
But this is great for that anxiety and the compulsive behaviors, obsessive thoughts, peculiar mental impulses. We can actually go to our website and get the download, the mind-body appraisal. Take the appraisal, and you can find remedies to help correct these different types of mental emotional symptoms.
Yes.
Because we all have these different things, and you will find by taking the appraisal, it'll help you find the one that scores the highest is the remedy you should be looking at taking at that time.
Right.
You might find two or three different remedies that really fit your profile well, where you fill in the holes in your wholeness. You can actually correct these things that could sabotages our lives, sabotages our potentials, and impairs us from fully reaching all the opportunities that are in our lives.
Yeah, what we're here to do. And by the way, I do have a direct link in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com to make it easy. If you have trouble finding the appraisal forms, you can download for free, take them and indicate which things you might need mentally, emotionally, physically, all of these things. It's available to you in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, a genuine issue beyond trust and even obsessive compulsiveness is the future, the fear of the future. Maybe some of the fear of the future could be legitimate. There's a big story here, Dr. King, and I sent it to you. The Chicago Tribune covers it. Next generation of doctors sees gloomy future. Now, I'm thinking they're actually being realistic, because if they're medical doctors, they've got to realize that their system is crumbling, and they're going to have to look for a way to be able to help people if they're in it for the right reasons, genuinely there to help people. The future is in natural medicine, holistic healing, homeopathy, and other energy medicines.
Yes, Robert. It's really all about getting to the root cause of our imbalances and addressing those. Medicine has based its whole context on eliminating your symptoms, suppressing symptoms, taking them away, not in building wholeness, restoring the body, because it is naturally designed to be healthy. And it's all about activating the body's ability to heal and overcome. That's the real future of healthcare, and that's what natural care does, Robert. That's what homeopathy does. It awakens those healing potentials within us, rather than, we've been under suppressive therapy with allopathic drugs for over 100 years now.
Yes.
We're seeing what happens when we suppress something. We might have something simple, like a little skin rash or something, and we suppress it. We send it from the superficial out there on the skin to – we're just really sending the problem deeper when you suppress things. When you suppress an anger, it sends it deeper, and it becomes more deep-seated.
Sure.
And it can become a compulsion. It can become OCD. Mm-hmm. It can become you're the next postal guy with a gun.
Right. Well, suppression leads to potentially depression, but it can lead to dangerous emotional outbursts. The cork pops and you don't know which direction it's going to go. Hence why we started sort of talking about emotional issues to begin with today on the Healing Revolution. But that idea of suppression medicine is leading to this, if we call it pessimism, but I think it's realism, that the docs are going, hey, this is not good. No matter how much the government intervenes, it tends to make it only worse. And I would say even prior to government intervention, it was going the wrong way if we were going to exclusively look at suppression as the only means by which we would bring about healing, which is absolutely the opposite of where we should be looking.
Yes. Homeopaths observed this long ago, and it's quite well documented in the homeopathic literature, where they took what they called back in the 1800s the insane asylums,
right,
the mental institutions. And they noticed that when the patients had physical symptoms that were being expressed, their mental condition improved significantly. And when they came in and suppressed the physical symptoms, then the mental condition became worse again. And so here is a classic example of suppressing the superficial, and we're sending it deeper to the point where it does eventually affect us mentally and emotionally, and it starts affecting our behaviors. And we're sending disease deeper when we suppress. And that's we're reaching the tolerance of this.
Yes.
We see chronic disease in our country and across the world from all this suppressing of superficial symptoms. We're seeing more chronic degenerative conditions going extreme to increase. And that's sad, you know, and but it's time for that to change. You know, we all seen this in nature. Yeah, I call it like the iceberg syndrome, where ice melts in water many times faster than it can ever melt in air.
Yes.
And so the iceberg melts from the bottom to the point where the top becomes so heavy it flips. This is like the bubbles that we've seen busted lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen, you know, the manipulation of the real estate market and how that did a flip. We've seen the manipulation of big business and how they manipulate the numbers. And all these artificial things are falling out. There's a lot. We're seeing the medical system today is very top-heavy, focused only on suppression of symptoms, really, and not on building wellness and health care and how we can build our bodies stronger and healthier.
Yes.
With natural that does this. Now, we're seeing that same flip beginning to take place in the medical system because it's out of balance.
Yes. The flip in the medical system is on. You're right. And, you know, as yesterday, my dear friend, Dr. Shade, who's a pediatric surgeon, open to integrating holistic means by which we can speed recovery. I, you know, there's where we say advancements in modern medicine, like in trauma intervention, are legitimate. You know, that's the part of modern medicine we respect and we don't want to do away with. But much of the rest of it, maybe 90%, some have argued, like, you know, some even prominent medical doctors, have said that we could do without. Now, where do they go? And the point is, the water's warm over here. Welcome to the healing revolution. You should actually visit Dr. King June 2nd and 3rd in Asheville, North Carolina, for a major seminar. All doctors are welcome. Doctors of chiropractic, of course, there's continuing education units available. And the call up 800-543-3245 to find out how you can plug in and attend to this thing. 800-543-3245, because here we're offering an option where you don't have to be depressed as a doc. You can really be uplifted and help people again without harming them. Very exciting what you're doing.
Thank you, Robert. The healing revolution is taking place, and it's time. The more we become empowered with tools to be able to take care of ourselves, the higher we'll lift our health of ourselves, our families, our friends. This is what it's all about. And as a practitioner, you'll find so much more fulfillment in building people's health, watching them aspire to higher levels of health and well-being and joy. That gives you such a great reward compared to suppressing disease. And
yes.
We see, you know, when you go into the hospitals, you go into places, you just see that oppressiveness is just growing greater and greater.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you all you're doing is suppressing, you become oppressed.
Yeah.
And,
well,
you know, where you're building and seeding life and restoration of the fullness of life, you will find more life. You will find more inspiration. You will find a more uplifting way of life.
Well, this is where the upliftment and inspiration happens every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, The Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King, kingbio.com, 800-543-3245. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a listener email coming in through the website at robertscottbell.com related to menstrual balance, endocrine imbalances for women, what to do if you're coming off of birth control pills. We'll try and squeeze in some question on additional radiation now coming in through Fukushima, as well as, let's see, what else was coming through here? Oh, the caffeine, all the supplements to pump you full of energy. Can we do something homeopathically? We're going to squeeze a lot in. Stay with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Just a reminder, you can always call the Robert Scott Bell Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or send email or post to the show blog at robertscottbell.com. That you can do as well. And somebody actually did this last week after we had Dr. King here on the program. Dr. King, it was fascinating. Listen to this question from Rebecca. She says, at the end of your segment with Dr. King last Friday, you discussed going off of birth control and how to regulate the body hormones with homeopathy. She says, I've been on birth control for over 10 years and I'm 29 years old. Wow, 10 years of that stuff. Wow. The truth of how awful this stuff is weighing heavily on me, and I do not want it in my body anymore. I have a fear of my hormonal breakouts. I guess she's acne breakouts, so we've seen that cyclically. More than just monthly coming back, but with a fury. What I put into my body is much, much cleaner than it's ever been. So she's made some strides there. She's detoxing with enter foods, green juices. She's eating pesticide and hormone-free meats and no GMOs. So she's doing some good stuff. But she says, with that bit of background, do you have a homeopathy that you would recommend? Dr. Frank King mentioned his formulas, menstrual cramps and irregularity, PMS and menopause. I'm unsure if any of these will help me regulate my hormones since I haven't struggled with cramps or discomfort from PMS. And I do have a while before menopause. Yeah, she's 29. I hope she does have a while before that. So just to cut right to the chase there, I would say we know by definition, Dr. King, that she's massively altered her hormone, normal endocrine system by being on birth control, so that even if she doesn't have overt symptoms, she could benefit by some of these hormonal remedies.
That's correct, Robert. What's going on here is a great example. Here's someone that happens to be symptom-free at the moment, but you know, be ready when you do come off the pill for being on for 10 years. It's common to have certain symptoms. Now, it sounds like maybe she was on this pill because she had acne as a teenager.
Very common, isn't it? Unfortunately.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. It's and you know, we've seen, you know, the detrimental effects are well documented on what the pill does and what it depletes in us. And so when you come off the pill, there might be a pattern of symptoms occurring here. And depending on what your body communicates in this language of symptoms, we're not suppressing those symptoms. We listen. Difference in homeopathy is we listen to those symptoms and match remedies that cause those symptoms in test subjects, humans, and give them homeopathically. So what the substance causes in concentration in homeopathy, it will correct in homeopathic potentization. Mm-hmm. It corrects those symptoms. So let's say this person comes off the pill and all of a sudden starts breaking out again.
Yes.
Then I would look very quickly at the acne formula. Maybe they find themselves having emotions patterns similar to PMS or premenstrual syndrome. Now, then I would use the PMS formula. Let's say maybe, she just starts having menstrual cramps or irregularities are happening. Then we go to the menstrual cramp and irregularity formula. Let's say maybe the patterns are more similar to premenopause. Then you go to the menopause formula. And that's how homeopathy works. You listen to your body and see what it's communicating physically, mentally, emotionally. Then you can go to our reference books or call our customer service, and they're designed to help guide you with the principles of homeopathy mm-hmm. to help you find the right remedies and the right order perhaps in taking those remedies.
Beautiful.
And that's where our support team is that'll help you and guide you and what we call lead people down the yellow brick road to health.
Yeah, well, it's a golden brick road when we really put it right. But the thing is, Dr. King, there are so many people, even if they haven't been on birth control pill, they have endocrine disruption due to bisphenol A, other pesticides and such. So I also want to throw in the reminder of the shows we've done on some of these environmental toxins and how to pull them out of the body.
That's correct, Robert. There are various toxins that you may want to look at, especially if you have resistance that your symptoms, for some reason, are not clearing out with homeopathy when you match the remedy with the symptoms. One of the first places to look is to begin this pathway down detoxification. And we have specific remedies to address that there, you know, for household chemicals and cosmetics, and where there's just so many of these chemicals in there, to air pollutants, to heavy metals. And we can then go down that path. But always the first step of order we find with homeopathy is to always just look at your symptoms that your body's communicating and match the remedy here that best fits those symptoms.
Exactly, exactly. And, of course, go back, listen to our archives, many hours of archives with Dr. King. And as we've done the Healing Revolution over the past year plus now, and it's extraordinary. When we talk about bringing the power to heal back to you, that's the point of this. That's why we're doing this together. And all of this, including your question, Rebecca, we appreciate the opportunity because you're not the only one in that so-called birth control boat wanting to get off of it. And what can you do? So here are some very legitimate options, safe options you can try to navigate your way out of it. Now, a couple of more things before we wrap up here. We're moving so quickly. One, increased level of radiation now found coming off of Japan, the Fukushima disasters, now found in kelp off the California coast. Now, normally we're big supporters of sea vegetation and kelp. Make sure you find sources that may not be radiated in this way, because it may be detrimental or neutralize some of the beneficial effect that we would want from sea vegetation, high selenium, etc. So the EMF detox is, for me, something, Dr. King, I recommend almost to everybody. I'm around EM fields because of my radio broadcasting every day, so I take it on trips every everywhere. And so I just want a just gentle but powerful reminder, get the EMF detox.
Yes, Robert, you know, none of us are immune to this. We're all living in the grid. We're all exposed to this low level. This is the first time in the history of the world we're the testing generation here for living in this major grid of exposure, that our bodies have never been exposed to this in the history. That's a real problem. It's a real issue that we need to be able to address. And the EMF, electromagnetic field formula, is a remedy that really does help so many people, especially with those elusive healthcare problems. It is something we all should take periodically just to improve and even refine our health. If we are functioning well and asymptomatic, not having any symptoms, it's still something we should take. It helps us. It'll help the future children we may bear. It's an essential part of being smart in today's world.
Yes, absolutely. And one more thing I couldn't do without covering today. Senator Dick Durbin, I'm no fan of Durbin. He's asking the FDA to take a look at high caffeine energy drinks. At the same time, you know, I'm not a guy who says, yes, pump your body full of as much caffeine as you need. I think this is the kind of the Stupid People Protection Act. It's like, I don't believe the government can protect you from yourself. You're going to do things. And if it does, then it limits the choices of a free people that know how to utilize these substances either medicinally or appropriately. But managing energy, that's a big deal. There's a lot of drinks out there we wouldn't recommend that are sold in health food stores, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's right. Caffeine and other stimulants is not the solution to our energy problem. We must really grasp this. It's not. It's the same as a whip is not the solution to a tired mule.
Or a child.
Yes. And so, you know, we must understand, okay, what is causing my energy situation? Because we've worked, as we've shared with you before, Robert, with over what I call the biggest pandemic we have found in the history of present-day life, and that is adrenal dysfunction or hypoadrenia, our little adrenal glands, which produce so much for our bodies, has been depleted over the past few generations significantly because we're not exercising enough, we're not active enough, we're not burning stress off like we should be. Mm-hmm. And this is creating an impact on the adrenal glands, and we're finding between 80 to 85% of the people present in today's world have some level of hypoadrenia or adrenal dysfunction. And this is measured in lab tests. It's measured in tests we do in the office called Ragland's blood pressure test, which you can quickly do at home to see if you have hypoadrenia. Stimulants for sure are not your friend. It's causing the problem to be worsened. And so, you know, this is something we need to become aware of because it's a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yeah, exactly. You can only stimulate and stimulate and stimulate until complete exhaustion and collapse occurs. And we talk about it in terms of the medical community now that are, we mentioned the depression or the future pessimism of that. I see that also with government intervention, monopoly protection is like stimulating the adrenals of allopathic medicine until it can no longer function, even though they've been given all the advantages and opportunities in the world here in America where they have a monopoly. So what do? Are we going to be angry at them forever, or do we say, hey, come on over here. If you still genuinely would like to help people to get well, we're here for you. We'll train you how to get people well. So I want to remind everybody, and I have it linked up in today's show notes, of course, at robertscottbell.com, the upcoming event, June 2nd and 3rd in Asheville, North Carolina. Fantastic opportunity. Give them a call, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245 to find out how you can attend the practitioner's training that Dr. King will be leading there in Asheville, North Carolina. By the way, Dr. King, we just have about a minute left, but some of the remedies, remind everybody, if you're dealing with the hypoadrenia or anything related to energy, there's a few they should consider.
Yes, instead of getting more stimulants and whipping yourself to death out there and causing more damage that gets passed on to future generations, your children, your children's children, there's ways to restore your energy. We have a serious energy problem in this world, and it's within the human body. And so here we recommend what we call our 911 burnout, Robert.
Yeah, I love that. Take it everywhere. People just dig it, and they should be on it too.
Yes, and that really helps. You can even take that at night before you go to bed. You will actually sleep better. You'll wake up more refreshed. You take it during the day, it'll help keep your energy generating naturally from the inside out and not from outside stimulants that cause you to get worse. So that is the number one remedy. Sometimes the way your fatigue might be manifesting, there might be some different patterns and different symptoms that could lead you to a few other remedies. But our number one fatigue remedy is our 911 burnout relief.
All right. Well, everybody, give a call, 800-543-3245, kingbio.com. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. We got lots more healing to go. How are we going to do it all? We're just going to manage, even on this Friday the 13th, because we have homeopathic remedies for that as well. Dr. King, always a great pleasure and honor to be with you on The Healing Revolution.
And a greater one with me, having you aboard with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. King. Remember this, as Dr. King supports us here to do this every week. It's called The Message of Health, Freedom, and Liberty. The reminder that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you
to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Thanks again to Dr. King, also John Rappaport, for being on the Healing Revolution version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, which we do every Friday. Always a blast. 866-939-BELL as we continue here. Calls coming in. We're going to get to, if we don't get to them today, we'll get to them next week. Lots of things to do, as always, here. And, of course, you can fill out a little form on robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts as well through naturalnewsradio.com. We'll try to get back to every answer or every question with an answer where appropriate. We might answer with a question if we're not sure what you're asking. But, of course, sometimes you're very clear. Like this question Daniel put up on the Facebook page earlier in the week. I was out of town. Of course, we had a couple of best ofs this week. But back at it here, Daniel asks, says, RSB, in addition to learning about healthy living and healing through your show and naturalnews.com, I was thinking about subscribing to a magazine or two. Do you have any suggestions for any that are known to cover the important issues in an honest way and that might have some good recipes and health tips? I realize it would be hard for a magazine to keep up with the internet and radio on issues. I'm just looking for some worthy reading material along with some good recipes. All right. Well, it's a great question, and it's true because the media has moved into the internet realm where it's instantaneous. Every day there's new information. What do you do with magazines? And I think one of my favorites out there is the Life Extension Foundation's magazine. Life Extension Foundation, LEF.org, I believe it is. And we have that, yeah, lifeextension.com as well. And the reason why I like it is because it's very scientifically based. It's not just kind of throwing out things just on hyperbole or just to promote a product. They actually do their level best, even their own science. And I've interviewed Bill Falloon here on the program. So I would say the Life Extension is great. I don't always agree with everything because sometimes they'll acknowledge like the role of aspirin. And the thing is, they actually are basing it on science. Yet I always utilize that as a very last resort and find ways that we can do things without resorting to any drugs, even OTC ones that are theoretically benign in very low dosages. But, you know, that's me. I'm a purist. You understand that. So I think that's a great one. Another one, my dear friend David Steinman has the Doctor's Prescription for Healthy Living. HealthyLivingMag.com, I believe it is. And you can check that out because a lot of I write for them from time to time as well. A lot of good nutritional information, a lot of scientific references put in there as well. And yes, it's on a monthly basis, so you're not going to get the latest and greatest. But then again, not everybody can cover everything. And so sometimes you take the time to research and come out in a magazine form. Yes, you can find good information in the old rags, as they are spoken of. And a lot of them are available in health food stores that are sometimes given out for free. So occasionally you can find these magazines available. You don't even have to pay for them. I mean, they're going to be somewhat advertiser supported. You've got to be aware of that. But in many cases, the information, if you do your homework behind the scenes, it's legitimate and it's going to empower you. And perhaps you can even share it with your friends that they'll see, oh, look, there's scientific references in here. That's really cool. Now, whether they'll have recipes or not, I'm not certain because it's not the first place I tend to go. I tend to look at the science and healing. But, I understand recipes, you know, doing some new things, trying out some new foods and new ways, great stuff. Hey, Super Don, do you like post any, like, Naylor family recipes? People want to know how to eat. Would you recommend following it?
Well, I got to be honest with you. Most of the recipes that would have been attributed to the Naylor family are not recipes that probably would be the most healthiest.
Wait.
My wife is an awesome cook.
Yes.
And she likes to do a lot of the no-no stuff is where, you know, but we're learning. Actually learning. I got to say, you know, she has made some changes. You know, the period of time that I was out of the studio.
Right.
She made some serious changes and things. I came back and she's lost like 21 pounds in the last month just in changing her diet. And we're trying different things. And I actually today am going to try for the very first time. I just got back a little while ago from the Asian market.
All right.
And bought myself a sushi rolling mat.
A sushi rolling mat. Is this something you can do yoga on?
No, not unless you're very small.
Okay.
But I've begun to enjoy sushi. I've never tried it before. I've always been freaked out by the raw fish thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I tried it for the very first time about a week ago, and I'm actually going to try and do the Chef Naylor thing in the kitchen today after the show and see whether I can actually pull it off.
We'll hear about that on a future show, I'm sure. I was just like hoping for like the Naylor family recipe for Southern Oregon fried chicken or something fun like that.
No. But, you know, recipes are cool. Yeah. And I'll bet you we've got some listeners that might be able to help out with this question, because there's got to be places out there that have good recipes. And I'm always looking for new recipes, sure. But maybe some of the listeners have some ideas.
Plenty of ideas out there. And by all means, call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'll remind you, we posted yesterday on the Facebook page of the Robert Scott Bell Show online about the controversy of women in the workplace, or is the hardest job, in fact, being a homemaker, or one that takes care of the family, the kids, the wife, the husband, whatever. And we've got loads of responses online, and I think we're going to hold off. Maybe we'll bring it back Monday or Tuesday. Those of you who have called in on it, we'll see about getting that on the air as well, because, yes, it's controversial, because I think, what was it? They criticized Romney's wife for never having worked out in the workplace or something.
Well, yeah, it was interesting. There was a DNC strategist that came out and was ridiculing Ann Romney for having never worked a real job. And it was a cheap shot. She was basically going after Mitt Romney, going around saying that he listens to his wife about economic issues and what women are worried about. And so she was saying that basically Ann Romney isn't qualified to have an opinion on the economy or what women are worried about because she's never worked a real job a day in her life.
Watch what happens to the economy when there are no moms. Forget
and
that.
And then on top of that, and this is something else when we do this that kind of adds insult to injury, is you go back a little bit. In fact, I don't think it was that long ago. I'll have to look at the date on the clip that we've got. But we've got Obama talking about how when him and Michelle got together, they had their two kids, that they didn't have the luxury of Michelle being a stay-at-home mom.
How much was he making?
$162,000 a year. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, really? We'll talk about it. I think we had to cover this on Monday, because we threw the question out there. Facebook has been exploding.
Yeah.
We've got phone calls coming in, and I want to give everybody an opportunity to be able to respond to this. And then on Monday, I'm even thinking that perhaps maybe – I don't know, Robert, what do you think? Maybe we could get the Natural News Radio expert on homegrown health matters. Maybe we could get Joni Cox on the show.
She would be cool. Yeah, we'll see if we can get her on. We love her. So, all right.
I'll bet you she's got an opinion.
I bet she might. Well, that'd be great. Well, listen, we got to continue on with the Healing Revolution. Liam Sheff's going to join us from Stinky New York City. Why it's stinky, he's going to tell us. And we'll talk about some more on vaccines this hour, and we'll be back to wrap it up after Liam, of course. But look, man, Healing Revolution rocks on. Thank you, Super Don, for making us sound so good. Stand by, lots more Robert Scott Bell Show to come on this Healing Revolution Friday.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Healing Revolution continues. Where have I been? Where has Liam been? My superhero sidekick, my friend. You haven't had the beauty that I have seen out there in the wilds of Mount Dora, the hill country of Central Florida this week with the family. You're up there dealing with the pollution of New York City, man. I feel for you.
I haven't seen the beauty. I've seen poop of every color.
Well, I guess if you're a poopologist, you might look at it as beauty, but I didn't know you had become one of those.
I think everybody in New York has to become an amateur scientist student of poop because there's plenty of it around.
Are you telling me people up there, you know, because it's sophisticated northerner, they look at the south as backwoods, people barely have outhouses. You're saying that they don't even use bathrooms in New York City?
Well, I mean, I'm going to assume it's for the dogs, but you know what they say about assuming. I'm sort of hoping it's for the dogs. On the other hand, I have noticed that a lot of men do seem to treat the island, and by the island I mean Manhattan, and by the Manhattan I mean anywhere, as a more or less public urinal, which surprised me a little. I don't mean like going down an alley and finding a place where there is nobody. I mean, here's a car. There's another car.
Yeah.
It looks like a bathroom to me.
So is this like an edict from Al Gore saying, listen, we've got to save on the flushes and, you know, the water and the this. It's environmentally good to just go between two cars?
I think it's that when 3 million people are sleeping on a four-mile island, something like that, that you just give up trying to find something. And it does – there is a fresh coat of pee on the place every morning. I'm just going to say that. And night, by the way. That's
lovely.
All.
I'm glad we're not talking food in this segment.
Speaking of good food.
Oh, of course. Nice segue.
Speaking of good food, there are two companies, and this actually gets into something I want to talk with you and the viewers about. I don't mean to spring it on you, but
sure.
Viewers, did I say that?
Listeners. One day we'll have viewers too.
Well, there is a new technology that's coming around that's going to allow. I mean, there's always a new technology, and maybe we'll have a streaming. Speaking of streaming,
yes,
maybe we'll have a streaming segment soon.
You're not
like
going
streaming
back. Oh, okay, streaming. I get it. Very funny. Now, we're trying to transition to healthy food here and other things that outreach and support this message of health freedom like nowhere else in media. And you're up there doing some things. You've got, in fact, a couple of events. One is open to the public in New York City, limited amount of people that can fit in. We'll talk about that related to vaccines and things. So some very cool things you're uncovering as you're studying and writing your book feverishly.
Feverishly, bringing on a fever, working like crazy, working at a pace, getting up, researching, writing, researching, writing, researching, writing, correcting, leaving the spots that I have to go fill in later, writing, and then sitting up all night writing. Not all night, though. I'm getting to bed because you can't burn out. You have to pace yourself because I figure it'll, you know, it's been a month, it'll take another month. So speaking of food, there's a company called Kopali, K-O-P-A-L-I, Kopali Organics.
Mm-hmm.
There's another company called Harmless Harvest, and I have been introduced to these companies through the beneficence of the Whole Foods stores up here in New York City. And both of these companies are doing, well, Kopali calls it a triple bottom line. They're not just interested in making money. They have to make sure it's a sustainable thing and that the people who are doing the work are also making a living. And that's interesting because bottom line used to be the more people you could swindle and cheat, the better your bottom line was. So they're saying, no, you have a triple bottom line.
By the way, Liam, that's what the left, you know, hates about so-called capitalism as it is. They say, oh, it's all about cheating and stealing and lying and raping and ripping off. And we recognize that there are elements of that in, oh, government, perhaps. But what we're talking about is a free market where now you can vote with your dollar to say, okay, if you find a company like Kopali or others that are environmentally friendly, they look to support a community and do it appropriately, and they still make money, great, good on them, and we want to support that. That's what we're talking about here. This is done by freedom, not by coercion.
No, they've chosen this, and they go down into South America, both of these companies, and the islands where they get their food. So it's Kopali is superfoods, you know, the rare, highly nutritious berries and things like this, cocoa nibs, the little bits actually, they had a giant cocoa pod. They had three giant cocoa pods. They'd actually never held a cocoa pod before. They're massive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're truly these prehistoric, wonderful things, and you dry them, and they're like gourds. But they had a few of those there, and I talked to the guy David. Well, I don't know if it was David Knight who I spoke with, actually, but he's the sales and operations manager. And then they coat them with chocolate, and they're very, very good, right? So you have goji berries and mulberries and these sorts of things that people are eating now because they're nutrient dense. And they were very good. Now, the other company, another company that was just happened to be there, was called Chalk, and I don't know, they're called Chalk Alive, and they make raw cocoa things. They sweeten them with agave, and I'm only saying their name because it was so good. Like, it tasted so good. They had coconut and almond, and that's really a boutique product. You know, their prices are a little high.
Mm-hmm.
Chalk Alive. But I love this. I love this raw cocoa movement because I love chocolate, but the milled, heated alkali Dutch chocolate, really, it's not as good to me anymore as the raw stuff, which is strange, but it's just not. It doesn't taste the same. It doesn't even really quite taste good anymore. It tastes like those cheap chocolates you get when you were a kid in the Easter basket.
I remember
the real living
flavors.
Stuff. It's a totally different experience.
Yes, compared to the organic raw cacao, if you will, these kind of things that are very helpful and healthful at the same time, and are not, let's say, junk food, because you can convert things in the natural world into junk food, anything, even the best of stuff. And yet there's a movement back on to, you know, return to superfoods. And who knew it would include chocolate?
Yeah, well, I did. At least I wasn't going to rest until... No, I mean, these other people... I mean, how do you stop eating chocolate? You have to eat chocolate sometimes, unless you're crazy. That's all I'm going to say.
Enough already. Enough with the chocolate. You're bouncing off the walls. What's going on?
You don't eat chocolate sometimes. It's just not the same life experience. You have to eat chocolate sometimes. So I like this Kopali very much. I like Harmless Harvest, and I want to have these guys on the air, which sort of leads to a thought I was having.
Yeah, what are you thinking? I like your thoughts. You got lots of thoughts, and they're usually pretty darn good. Occasionally I'll go, wait, what planet did that come from? But that's my mind too.
You mean when I wanted everybody from the Robert Scott Bell Show to send in their favorite picture of... Never mind.
Was one of those, what planet are you on?
I don't think... I think my thoughts are always inspired by, I'm not sure who, Kali or Shiva. No. They're very Vishnu.
Going Eastern on us again.
Yeah, I know. The thought was, we are a show that people really like, and behind the scenes, it's not really more people than you see in front of the scenes. So we, you know, definitely need a little help wrangling guests. And by wrangling, I mean just a light beating about the face and neck and a little talking. Just giving them a call, setting up times, that sort of thing. And we sometimes need outreach to people who we want to talk about, you know, who do really interesting work. We definitely need outreach to some people we want to have as advertisers. So I realized what people do in this thing called, I read about it, it's called business. It looks like busyness, but it's actually business.
Yes.
That people get into these things, and they make something called money. They make money in business, which was a strange concept. I know it's astounding, even on your end of the conversation.
Why do you say that? Why?
What I realized is there's so many people who love the show, and there's so many of them in college,
mm-hmm.
that what we should do is offer unpaid, slave-like internship. No. Easy,
you know, easy, I stand opposed to slavery in all forms.
Internships. Just an easy, you know, 2 hours a week kind of internships. You know, just help us send some emails, make them look professional, because that's the job that you want to have eventually. And then you get your professor to say, did they do the internship? And we say, yes, they did. And we like them and we recommend them for.
So Liam, you're proposing, your idea is that we should outreach and maybe ask for some Robert Scott Bell Show interns to come out of the woodwork.
Well, hopefully they're not in the woodwork. Hopefully
they're in college dorms or their
homes. But yes, that's the idea.
All right. That's interesting. I mean, honestly, if people knew what a skeleton crew we are to put the show on every day, between Super Don and myself and a little bit of help on the back end business side of things, people would be shocked how much we do with so little.
They'd be devastated.
Well, yes, the Robert Scott Bell Show, a show about devastation.
But I'm going to put it out there. If you are young and polite, and at least know how to be polite and businesslike in your correspondence with people, and you want to have the experience of doing a little bit of work, a little light lifting on a premier natural health show on the premier natural health website, naturalnews.com, then we have an email, ask RSB, what is it?
At Gmail, yeah. You can get to Super Don, and he'll help send it out to where it needs to go. It's an interesting idea, honestly. I mean, like I said, we're lean, but we are growing, we are building, but you know, as we say, we need a village here, the Robert Scott Bell Show village, to go to the next step and
we do.
Further.
We need a couple interns. We need some people to say, I need to be able to write somebody and say, had this experience, can you pen, you know, draft a short polite letter, get them, set them up on the show. You know, we'll coordinate calendars. Just that kind of thing. Not much more than that. Or this people at a trade show. Can you just send them a hello? Really, hello, great to meet. Welcome, you know, come to the show anytime. Just these little things that if you forget to do, you feel like a dork. And if you remember to do, you have 30 of them and it takes you away from doing a lot of other work.
All right. Okay, well, we'll put it out there. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you know anybody got energy, a little extra time, want to intern on the show? We'll see if we can coordinate that. AskRSB@gmail.com, AskRSB@gmail.com, wherever you may be. I mean, it's a small world now. I know people can work all over the world and help out via the electronic interaction that we can have. So this could be a great support.
Yeah, and you know, it won't be taxing, a couple hours a week at most, and if we have a few interns, it becomes very easy and people begin to define their various roles, and we help develop and build the show, which is one of my small pet hobbies.
Among many pet hobbies. Emphasis on stroking that furry wall.
Oh dear God.
That was a pet joke.
I don't know. I don't think the audience is really going to follow that, and I'm not going to explain it to them.
No. Well, let's take a break so everybody can catch up with us here. Robert Scott Bell Show, Healing Revolution continues. Superhero sidekick Liam Schiff out in New York. He is surviving. He's got the clothespin on his nose, so he's not too disturbed by what's going on up there in the Big Apple. It'll be organic when we get up there, though. And we've got lots more healing to go, including vaccines, the seminar coming up that Liam's going to be leading in New York City, as well as some book research. What's coming out? We're going to let you know after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liam, you are surviving up there in New York City partly because you really, if there is such a thing as a nose to the grindstone, it used to be axe to the grindstone, I guess, whatever you want to put on that grindstone that doesn't hurt too badly. But you're really working, expending a lot of mental energy, research like you do, on the issue of vaccines as well as other things to plug in and get your book ready for the next Health Freedom Expo, if it'll be ready that early.
Oh, yeah, it'll be ready.
Very cool. And, of course, that's coming up June 15th to 17th in Chicago, Illinois, Health Freedom Expo. Lots of rocking and rolling will be done, and wonderful times and healings will be had by all when you come up to the Chicago show. We've got that linked up in the show notes, by the way, today at robertscottbell.com. So anything in particular that kind of stunned you on your research? I know, like you've heard, you know, John Rapoport and I did our 10-plus-hour seminar on vaccines. We've been doing it for years. But as you uncover some things, you have a tendency to find things other people don't.
Well, I want to give another listen to your seminar now. I I have been. The book is 11 chapters. Every chapter is on something different. So it's not like one giant book on how bad non-raw chocolate is for you. You know, I don't think that you need to spend an entire book on how bad soy is or how bad anything is. I really like to provide. The idea is this is a high quality, nutrient dense product. Mm-hmm. That you're going to have a lot to talk about. You're going to have there's idea after idea. We're going to talk about government. Yes, we're going to talk about CIA, JFK, 9/11. We're going to talk about health, vaccination, HIV. We're going to talk about English class, you know, the Shakespeare concept, and all of the and Darwinism and outer space, Big Bang, and all the things we talk about on the show that are sort of the official versions, the conventional wisdom that we're told, you know, the official lies.
Yes.
And of course, you know, my saying is official stories exist to protect officials, and that's more or less what the book's about. We're just going to go through these various topics and say, look, are there exceptions to the mainstream version? And then you build from there. And if you find exceptions, you just keep going down. And really, you just have to quote the official literature to find out how crazily insane the conventional wisdom really is when you just take the opportunity or the moment to go and look underneath the surface a little. So I've been doing that for vaccines because I wrote the vaccine chapter and I left holes in it where I knew I needed to go do a little more research. So yesterday was all about learning more about Louis Pasteur and Robert Koch and or is it Koch? I don't mean that as any kind of inflammatory statement.
By the way, Koch or Koch, K-O-C-H, depending, Koch, some people say it many different ways. And he was the guy they call about Koch's postulates, about these are the four things that must be determined to determine that there's an infectious disease present,
yes,
for instance.
It's not a Jersey Shore kind of thing we're talking about. This is Robert, I'm just going to say Koch.
That's good.
Hoi. Anyway, yeah. He was a German, and he was working at the same time as Louis Pasteur, who was French. And the thing that I didn't know was that Pasteur's method really involved taking saliva and blood and injecting it from animal to animal, then pulling something out and really letting it sit for a little while and get very weak and become and more or less die, so that anything really virulent in it would just sort of die off, and he'd preserve those for a little while. And then he'd re-inject it. And the way that he decided that somebody, that he was effective at preventing rabies, was to take a very weakened sample and inject it into some kid who didn't get rabies. But from what I'm reading, a majority of people who are bitten by a rabid dog don't get rabies. At least that's what I'm reading in the literature now. Now you can correct me and say it's 100%, but it looks far from.
It is absolutely not 100%. You're right.
But it actually looked like very relatively low numbers, you know. And, of course, the old treatment would have been hygiene, and you can always do other things, vitamin C. I think Dr. Fred Klenner, if I look this up, probably dealt with what they called hydrophobia or rabies with vitamin C, which is another interesting story. But I was thinking just about the basic principle of vaccination, which is what?
Well, the idea that you would stimulate artificially an antibody response to any given...
No, don't be too technical. I mean, just grind it down to the actual physical act. What are you doing when you vaccinate?
You are bypassing million layers of the immune system by injecting foreign proteins, for instance, into
right.
blood. Yeah.
Injecting with a plunger and a needle into the blood. And somehow we've gotten to think that this is good for us. But I was just writing this part of my book, and I was thinking, wait a second. I'm in New York. It smells terrible. It's very polluted. Now, nobody's just falling down dead. Even though I did see somebody the other day, honestly, on the street who might have been dying, and the cop was just standing over him and drinking his coffee, and it was like the most cold-hearted thing I've ever seen in my life. But he was just waiting for the ambulance, but it was just a bit heartless for me. But I was thinking about the air and everything that the wind was blowing up and into your face and up your nose. And I'm thinking, I'm getting vaccinated right now. Because remember, the ancient Chinese and I think Native Americans would dry pus in the sun. And do you know this?
Well, yeah. They basically render it, well, as we say, inactive, I guess, at this point, and then utilize that kind of exposure. And I think that, Liam, the ideas of vaccination may have some semblance. It's like they take a shred or a kernel of truth, as they say, but they apply it wildly, inappropriately to the creation of disease. Now, the idea of exposure and you know, I'm sure with the research and everything, you know, you're coming across this in terms of normal immune interaction with the world at large. You talk about breathing it in through the nose, sinus, nasal passages, the hair, the cilia, the fire, all of this stuff. It has a way of interacting with that outside world to alert things naturally. And I mean that literally, whereas an accident means you're open to the world. Your epithelial lining is cut. There's an injury. And now suddenly you're subjected to an interface that is not normal per se. It happens, and then you have extra things that are occurring. They immediately go to that violent, let's say, let's break the epithelium and just start shoving things in there, seeing if we can get some kind of good response, completely ignoring that under normal circumstances, that's not the way the body is designed to work.
Under normal circumstances,
you like normal?
No, you're not supposed to do that. But I'm walking along, and New York's hitting me in the face, and it stinks, and I'm thinking, hold on a second. Wait a tick. If I took a shovel or a little garden trowel and I scraped it along, let's say, 10 feet of sidewalk in any part of New York, being sure not to avoid the dog poop or the leftover pee or whatever was there, and I took that and I dropped it into a bucket of water and or even a beaker, and let's say I let that sit there for a week, which is what you do with the vaccine, and I took out just some of the water, and I said, well, I'm just taking out some of the water, and I injected that. Hold on a second. Do you think I could convince a lot of people to let me inject them with that?
Not unless they're on heavy medication.
I mean, but then you look at what vaccination is. Louis Pasteur took saliva and pus and brain material from animals and injected into other animals, right into their heads or into their bodies. He tortured animals gruesomely, and then he took a sample out of that last animal, and then he let it sit there for a while and injected it into somebody. And then he did the same thing from animal to animal, and he said that he cured anthrax, but the historical record's really argumentative, and it says that in flocks, you know, 2/3 to 3/4 or more died after being injected. And that's the historical record being very argumentative about the myth. Mm. But I'm just thinking, hold on. If the Native Americans or the ancient Chinese dried pus from pox in the sun, let it be sanitized by sunlight, crumbled it into a powder and blew it up so it was absorbed through the nasal passages.
Yes.
Then your body is being exposed to something rendered totally inactive through a non-invasive, like just like you were saying, non-blood-breaking barrier. And
normal
it
mechanism.
Might even produce kind of a homeopathic, but it will produce an effect to the body says, oh, I now recognize. Thank you for giving me a very safe version of this.
Correct. Though, Liam, the whole idea of that bucket of nasties that you mentioned, oh, it's just water. Of course, then somebody from the official medical research side of things would say, well, of course you couldn't do that, Liam. We need to add some mercury and aluminum and antibiotics and other stabilizers and other basic toxic chemical poisons, and then it'll be okay.
And that's the principle of vaccination. And when that sort of hit me in the face, as the wind was hitting me in the face, I thought, dear God. Even a child, you can just apply child's logic to this and say, can you breathe the air? Yes. Can I take the stuff from the ground where the air is passing over and inject it into your body? No. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's not more complicated. And if you think it is, you have to look at what Albert Sabin and Landsteiner and Popper, who developed the concept that this was a they took a child's body, spine, and ground it up and injected it into monkey brains. I mean, scraping stuff off the ground would be, frankly, a favor compared to what they did. Albert Sabin ground up 9,000 monkey kidneys and chimpanzee kidneys into mash and grew what in it? Who knows? And then siphoned that off and put that into children's bodies on sugar cubes. What's his name? Salk. Jonas Salk did one worse. He actually injected the stuff. He used 17,000 monkeys and mashed up their bodies, their kidneys, and passes. And now this is of any. Put formaldehyde in that mixture to keep it what? Safe, stable.
So can I safely say, Liam, that there's no smoking gun showing that vaccines really are safe and effective that you found in all your digging and research? The one thing that, of course, Paul Offit would say, you guys are all nuts, you're crazy, you're conspiratorialists, you don't believe in real immune prevention, and, of course, you're not coming up with the thing that says, oh, well, we were wrong. All this crazy talk about toxins and living, who knows what kind of material, fecal or otherwise, animal DNA, and the smoking gun is, oh, that's absolutely safe, and we're the absurd ones here, talking about the dangers.
Who's this guy?
Paul Offit. He's the vaccine prophet. He receives a lot of money. He developed some vaccines, and he just vociferously and relentlessly attacks those who question vaccines and defends unequivocally the whole vaccine paradigm.
Yeah, you always, I was just writing in the book about how I do my research, and one of the most important things you can do when doing your research is to go look at a debate. Because there, everybody always sometimes will get into a debate. Even the other side, the officials, will sometimes let themselves be drawn into a debate. Usually they don't like to because they lose. But when they are, you can tell, I think, the quality of their thinking by how often they put down the other people as crazy or call them names and refuse to grant them even the right of their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to legislate against them. So, from my point of view, if you really want to go down the Western medical route, I guess you can, because I couldn't stop you, because I don't really believe in stopping you from doing something you want to do. But I want the freedom for everybody who makes an actual decision, an informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, in debates, you always see that I can usually tell which side I'm going to end up on by which side is brutally, viciously attacking the other. And I go, oh, okay, their argument can't be very strong. Because they're calling people. I mean, even in the Shakespeare argument, we had that on the show with Mark Anderson. There's a guy on the official side of the Shakespeare argument that says that this really Dummkopf actor from this rural town in England was just a front for the real writers of those plays.
Mm-hmm.
And he was hired because it was a dangerous time to speak your mind. It was essentially a totalitarian state, Elizabethan England. But people say, oh, if you don't believe this story, what's next? You deny the Holocaust.
You deny the Holocaust. Yeah, always the leap is not even subtle. It's like, oh, well, now you're absolutely denying that a Holocaust occurred in Nazi Germany, World War II era. And, of course, that shows what you're saying, Liam, is that the strength or weakness of an argument can be determined. I think there's a mathematical equation in here somehow by how intently you utilize words that impugn the other side as being crazy or somehow unhinged or off their rocker. And they tend to be reflexive of that very thing that they're using against the opposition when they look in the mirror. When you look at them, you go, well, actually, they're throwing those things at themselves. They just don't realize it.
Amen. I hope that people will sort of start to look at debates that way now, because it's easy to get sucked into a thing with people calling names. And, I was looking at a thing, Neil Adams, the cartoonist who defends the expanding Earth paradigm, was on this, and these guys were just vicious and mocking, and Neil Adams was responding with detailed things and, occasionally making a joke. But you really get a sense of who's got the most to lose by who's the most willing to entertain a discussion. It's the opposite. So if you really don't have that much to lose, you can be polite.
Yeah,
but if you have all of your money and your tenure and your ego is all wrapped up in, it's very important that we're right. Not let's see if we're right, but it's very important that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to be a vicious person in a debate, which is a drag.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, if you're in the tri-state area a week from today, that would be April 20th, in fact, Friday. This will be happening in Manhattan. Come on in and see Liam Sheff, limited seating. So you definitely want to RSVP. I'll give out the number in a moment. But it's a live event called The Hidden History of Vaccination with Liam Sheff. Learn what doctors don't tell you, because they largely don't know. The surprising true history of vaccination, from smallpox to polio to HPV. You will be entertained and enlightened, because that's what Liam does. And you can check it out. That'll be at 2161 2nd Avenue, 111th Street, New York, New York, 10029. The RSVP number, shall I give that out, Liam?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 407-579-2888, 407-579-2888. And I've got, in fact, the poster linked up. You'll see it in today's blog notes at robertscottbell.com.
Well, I really thank you for that. And it is just, you know, do RSVP because it's a small room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so there's a person who's doing all the handling of it, a press person. So just give a ring, RSVP, yes, I'll be there. If you can pay ahead on PayPal, then we know you're going to be there. And it's just going to be a fun talk. Mm-hmm. I don't think vaccination is great, but I'm just going to sort of let you make up your mind by giving you some of this history that's suppressed.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, anything else critical before I got to run here? It's almost
no. You got to run. You had a great week off, sorta.
Yeah, a couple of days with the fam, you know, and did a special event yesterday from Orlando with my dear friend Dr. Mark Chait. You know, the allopathic, the evil allopaths are friends of mine, and they're doing good work in the realm of their training. And you know, folks like Dr. Chait are opening up the patient population to say, hey, man, if you do a few of these things, you might not need me, which is cool. So we got lots of friends in all these realms of the healing arts that are not too corrupted to see the truth and integrate it where they can.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. And you had a great time up in a town called, well, Mount Dora, and they have this restaurant thing that you were telling me about.
Oh yeah, there was something called the Wind Horse, I believe. My wife will get me if I get it wrong, but it's amazing up there in rural middle central Florida. There's a little center there that serves organic. They have organic vegan food. They have natural, if those that aren't vegans can get there, and they have the yoga. They have a theater there, live music. They do improv and it's all these creative things that are happening out there. You know, an offshoot of the Lakeside Inn, which is from 1883, a hotel. You step on the ground, it's like going through a time machine, like a field of dreams. Suddenly you are breathing slower, you're looking out at the beauty, you feel like you've transported back 100 years. And there is a need for that. There is an absolute need to unplug from all the craziness. Doesn't mean there wasn't ever craziness in the 1880s, but the point is there was a different kind of thing that wasn't so electronically inspired, and it's a beautiful thing to step back. You will feel wonderful when you do it.
Love it. Well, maybe you guys can go back up and do some broadcast from there.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But stay tuned. Robert Scott Bell Show growing. And as Liam put out there, if you'd like to intern for the show, we're working on a program there. Give us an email or Super Don and let us know at askrsb@gmail.com. Askrsb@gmail.com. All the links are up at show notes today at robertscottbell.com, including to our wonderful superhero, Sidekick. What are you?
I'm a little kite sick. It's
okay,
New York.
Well, it is Friday the 13th. You have to have kind of funny words occasionally.
All right. Well, have a wonderfully alliterative weekend, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Liam. That's Liam Sheff. We'll be back wrapping up the show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum.
Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to superhero sidekick Liam Sheff. He is a superhero to withstand what's going on up there in Manhattan. We'll be up there for the Alive Expo, the Alive Foundation, of course, the award show. Hopefully you are voting every day for the Robert Scott Bell Show, also for Mike Adams and Natural News. You'll see it up there. We've got it linked up in the show notes. And Josh and Anna Scurry doing a great job getting the word out and acknowledging the people that really deserve acknowledgement. So we appreciate them. Super Don, of course, we've been following also the mom thing, the mom controversy. You mentioned it earlier this hour. We're going to hold that over for the weekend. But are there any interesting comments just to kind of preview for next week?
Yeah, well, the comments are just pouring in, which is awesome. But one in particular, there's a fan of the show. His name is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Saran. And one of the comments he has on there, he's kind of getting into it a little bit.
Is it a
bit.
He or a she, though?
I think it's a he. But he's kind of getting into it a little bit with one of the other fans, and he made a comment here. He says, if you're thinking being a stay-at-home mom is the hardest, you must also think being a rocket scientist or brain surgeon is easier. So a little bit of a kind of a provocative
comparing rocket
difference
scientist,
of opinion there. Yeah.
Rocket science and brain surgery to being a mom. I still think being a mom's harder. But
yeah, well, you know, we're getting some phone calls and some very interesting thought forms about the whole topic. So I think we'll spend some time on this on Monday because, you know, look, do we want to jump into the Obama, Mitt Romney, and, you know, the stuff that's totally obvious here?
They're both out of touch.
It's mudslinging, and they're just trying to create controversy and create distraction. But I thought when I saw this that, you know what, stay-at-home moms, we have a few stay-at-home moms that listen to the show. And being a stay-at-home mom is something that's very important, you know, if you can. But I think it's an interesting debate, you know, having a career, being a stay-at-home mom. People have different opinions. And, hey, we like to hear both sides of the story.
Sure. Well, and I've argued, and we'll talk about this next week, though, the idea of both parents working out away from the home with children is to bear the cost of government, right? And it didn't used to be necessary to basically function. Now, if Obama could say, we had 165K coming in and that wasn't enough, so I had to have Michelle out there working, that's really bizarre, because most people would say, well, if I had 165K at home every year, there's no way that we'd both have to work. You know, if we wanted to, that's a different story. But to say that we had to, that's bizarre. Like I said, there's some beyond out of touch stuff from both the Romney camp and the Obama camp. And yet Ron Paul is speaking more truth to power than ever, gathering thousands of people everywhere he goes. Last week, that was just yesterday. I've been following all of these events he's doing around California.
They're hard to keep up with, aren't they?
Yeah.
It seems like everywhere he goes, he's selling out 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people standing room.
The guy who won't sell out is selling out. Interesting play of words. But yeah, Texas A&M, the lecture there, and I linked yesterday in the show notes, his lecture that was sensational. And I think there's a whole revolution that's bubbling up under the surface that the old media, and kind of like what I talked about with John Rappaport to begin the show today, is that the whole vaccine thing, that it's become, and I'm not saying it's passe, but it isn't the same. When you bring up vaccines, more and more people are willing to question the legitimacy of them, much less their safety, which is very questionable. And that never used to happen. Now it's become very comfortable. And the authorities, the authoritarians at CDC, et cetera, are strangely silent on many of these issues. They're trying to figure out what to do. But we know what to do. They need to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show so they can come on and do the right thing
and promote healing rather than destruction and enslavement to pharmaceutical drugs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good stuff.
Well, that about wraps up this week for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Super Don.
We made it.
Making it sound so great. And we're back at it full strength. And again, Liam put out a plea for some interns. So send some email to Don and we'll take a look at what you might have to offer. We appreciate all the support to help us build a bigger show. Not because we want to be bigger, but what we want to be is be able to more efficiently reach out and teach people how to heal themselves. Because as we say here every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Show.
Scott Bell Show.